Stillwater and White Ash wound their way through Greasewood Camp on Sage Ghost's heels. Talk stopped as they approached, expressionless women raising slow eyes to stare. Even the dogs watched, ears up, heads cocked. Children gawked from the shelter of their mother's dress hems or from behind the curve of a lodge, eyes big, fingers in their mouths. Would the walk to Sage Ghost's lodge never end? Stillwater's skin began to itch. Hostility and unease crackled in the air.
Well, I don't blame them. How would I feel if two dreamers walked into camp one day and said they were planning on fighting a battle with evil for the future of our world? I doubt I'd welcome them with open arms.
And what was Windrunner going to do? Stillwater flinched at the recollection of the misery he'd seen in the man's eyes. They stopped at last before a buff-colored hide lodge decorated with five black circles painted on the flaps at the top. A half-dozen people sat outside in the shade. Sage Ghost lifted a hand.
We have guests.
One of the women, a captive, rose and wiped grass seed flower from a mono as she came toward them. Sage Ghost's lodge stood a little taller than a man. It rose like a cone, supported by soot-grimed lodge poles. The skirts had been rolled up here, too, and tied with thongs. White Ash and Sage Ghost ducked into the shaded interior as Stillwater unslung his pack. He bent to enter.
Bad Belly?
He spun around. His eyes didn't deceive him.
Bitterbrush!
Oh. Stillwater hugged his sister close, almost giddy with happiness. He pushed her back, inspecting her, noting the lines that had deepened around her eyes. Otherwise, she looked the same, as beautiful as ever.
But how did you get here?
She nodded her head toward the lodge.
The Sage Ghost took me.
Her eyes dropped.
Tuber is here. Out hunting somewhere, probably. He'll be glad to see you.
And the others?
She shook her head.
Only the children and Pretty Woman. Limbercone, Flockseed, they were too old. Past childbearing years. The men, of course, they killed first thing. I'm not sure who survived. I didn't go back to see the bodies. I didn't want to.
He nodded, sadness returning to haunt him.
I found Grandmother's body back at Round Rock. I sang for her. Hopefully her soul will rest easy now.
Stillwater?
Is she the dreamer?
Bitterbrush grabbed his arm with a nervous hand.
Yes. Come, meet her.
I...
Come on.
Stillwater pulled her forward, ducking into the lodge. Sage Ghost cocked his head as they entered.
This is Bitterbrush. She is my woman.
White Ash nodded and smiled.
I am pleased that my father has such a beautiful woman to keep him happy.
Sage Ghost patted the robes beside him, and Bitterbrush dutifully seated herself. She looked ready to bolt and shot a panicked glance at Stillwater. Stillwater kept his pack beside him as he sat down by White Ash. He defiantly returned Sage Ghost's interrogating gaze.
Bitterbrush, do you know this man?
This man?
Sage Ghost, you and I have a lot more in common than it seems. You wonder about me, I wonder about you. Perhaps you will answer my question. What does my sister see in you?
Sage Ghost's eyes tightened. He studied White Ash and Bitterbrush.
You chose my daughter. I chose your sister. Power has been at work again. I don't pretend to understand it, but perhaps you are a worthy husband for White Ash.
Bitterbrush shook her head as though she hadn't heard right.
Husband? White Ash married you? Bad Belly, who gave you permission to marry anyone?
He lifted his brows as the realization sank in that no one had given him permission, at least not in the way of the Earth people. But Larkspur was dead. So were all the rest. All but...
I understand. I suppose you had better give me permission, sister.
His grip tightened on the pack that held the wolf bundle, and a warm glow filled his breast.
Because my wife is White Ash, and I am the keeper of the wolf bundle.
Before Bitterbrush could speak, White Ash turned dream-rich eyes on her. Bitterbrush wilted.
Stillwater and I will dream the new way. He's the only one power found worthy.
Bitterbrush's mouth twisted sourly, and she shook her head.
This is foolishness! Bad Belly, The keeper of the wolf bundle? You're out of your mind! Bad Billy couldn't keep a toad in his sack! If he's stolen the wolf bundle, the wolf people are going to be flocking down here. We have to give it back, apologize for whatever trouble Bad Belly started. Sage Ghost, he's my problem. I'll take responsibility for him. Try to keep him out of trouble, although First Man knows that's a thankless...
Sister, the wolf people are gone, crushed by the broken stones. If there's any hope for the wolf people, it is the traitor, Left Hand. He is leading those who remain eastward across the plains. First Man gave them a chance to find the Father Water, the big river to the east. There are no more wolf people here.
Bitterbrush leaned forward, pointing an angry finger at him.
Is this another of your stories? I warn you, I'm not having any of it. I thank First Man you're back and alive. I'll be able to keep an eye on you again. But I don't want...
Sage Ghost gripped her arm to silence her and leveled his flint-like gaze on his daughter. White Ash remained silent, dreamy eyes still on the little patch of sky visible through the smoke hole.
Sister, the old ways are gone. Power has shifted. We must seek...
to save ourselves.
White Ash lowered her gaze to Sage Ghost.
Brave Man leads the Broken Stones here. He seeks me and the power I control. The voices in his head have told him he must possess me, or he will never be able to dream the One fully.
Sage Ghost steepled his fingers and thought for a moment.
Can you defeat him?
I'm not sure. But I know that only Stillwater and I can dream against him and win.
In the late evening light, Stillwater walked out to stare up at the stars. Bitterbrush followed to stand beside him. She crossed her arms, scuffing the dirt with her toe.
What's happened to you, Bedbelly? I don't know you anymore.
Fragments of memories swirled in his soul. He'd come a long way from Round Rock. Until now, he hadn't realized the extent of the change.
The Bad Belly you knew is still here, sister. But he's changed. Dreaming does that.
And you really are a healer.
A healer? No. I am the keeper of the wolf bundle. Its power runs through me.
Why you? Why would power choose someone like you?
I think it chose me because I can keep the power just close enough so White Ash can use it, but far enough away that she doesn't get sucked in.
Well, I hope you do better than Black Hand did.
Black Hand?
I married him just before the gathering. It seemed like the thing to do, and Grandmother wanted it. Status for Round Rock. For me. Three Forks accused him of witching. When I look back now, it seems like such a pitiful thing. Our marriage was supposed to stop the rumors.
Supposed to? The Black Point killed him?
No. Someone, maybe the real witch, murdered him at the gathering. Bashed his head in.
Murder at the gathering?
I don't know why or who. Some evil is loose, Bad Belly. People fled in the night, tainted by the abomination. Maybe it broke the power of the Earth People and led to the coming of the Black Point. I don't know. But I haven't felt safe since.
White Ash still sat in the lodge talking to Sage Ghost. Almost without his conscious volition, his feet took him back to her side. White Ash stepped out into the cool evening. She took a deep breath of the dry air and savored the pungency of the desert. Laughter. How long it had been since she'd heard laughter. How long since gentle voices murmured in the night. Her arrival with Stillwater had changed the Black Point.
Was I too young to realize that I changed the White Clay too?
She thought back to the night Sage Ghost had brought her to the White Clay camp on the Bug River. She'd been too frightened to realize much of anything except her fear. And then she hadn't come as a dreamer with a prophecy of doom. In her soul, she could feel the blackness to the north. Two nights hence, she would face Brave Man. A sickening dread mixed with the pleasure of being back in a camp of the Sun People tainted the joy of seeing Sage Ghost, of finding Windrunner alive. Stillwater seemed hesitantly happy to be with his sister again. Did power play some subtle trick on them? giving them a last glimpse of the people they would be fighting for? Or had power done this to give her another grip on this world of illusion, another reason to come back to it besides her love for Stillwater? She filled her lungs, willing peace into her soul. Gingerly, she tested the boundary of the One, seeking to keep the subtle feathery touch at a distance. Even as she stood, she could feel the wolf bundle seeking power pulling at her. Singing Stone's dying expression haunted her.
I wish you had found someone stronger. Wolf Dreamer, wasn't there a fire dancer somewhere?
She closed her eyes. Failure loomed so close, just over the northern horizon.
White Ash?
Yes?
The woman walked closer, hesitant and insecure like a whipped puppy.
Are you White Ash from Three Forks?
That was a long time ago. I was her. Once.
The woman reached out to her with trembling hands.
I am Basket, your cousin. Thank the kind spirits I have found you.
The woman rushed forward and took White Ash's hand.
After all these years, there's hope yet.
White Ash squinted to study her features in the light of the fires. Yes, she remembered.
You've aged.
So have you. Look at you, a woman, and so beautiful. Oh, thank the spirits I have found you. Speak for me, White Ash, plead for me. You're my cousin. Save me.
Save you? From what?
Terrible things have happened. An evil is loose on the land. Witching rotted our people. Greenfire warned, yes, she warned, but no one listened. Then your mother, she argued that the danger lurked within. Greenfire was witched by the evil one. Then my baby. Did you see it? That terrible fire that burned the stars. Black Hand did it. We know that now. Then he tried to trick us at the gathering, made a mockery of our clan.
That is past. A new way is here now.
Sun people?
Basket took a step closer, hands clasped before her.
They're part of the evil.
Evil? No. They're not evil. Why do you think that?
Evil fills them. They killed Owl Clover, Starwort, and my father, Shadblow. I was taken. Forced by that despicable snail shell.
That's not witchery. It's the way of desperate people.
They call on evil powers. Like this bird they say makes thunder. They had an old man who claimed to talk to the spirits of the dead. He tried to work his evil on the children. On the children! Oh, he was cunning. Laughing with them, charming them the way a snake does a bird as he told them stories. All the while his evil wrapped around them, soaking into their souls.
She leaned close.
White Ash. They worship the camp of the dead, and not only that, but...
White Ash laid her hands on Basket's shoulders, surprised by the woman's trembling.
Basket, the old ways are gone. We must all learn a new way. The spiral has shifted. A new power has come.
But the stories have been running among the captives all day, saying that a strange and powerful woman has come to do something with power. When I heard it was you, my soul leaped. Maybe you could free us. Let us go back. You're the rightful leader of Three Forks. You could lead us in the fight to drive these spirit-possessed sun people from our lands.
White Ash shook her head, Basket's face pinched.
Things would be the way they were. We could sing for the souls of our dead, replace them in the womb of the earth. We could live like we always did.
White Ash frowned. How could Basket think that the world hadn't changed? Drive out the sun people? White Ash took her cousin's hands.
What happened to you?
Terrible. I watched my husband murdered before my eyes. They wouldn't take your mother, Owl Clover, or my mother, Starwort. Too old, they said. Then this evil-possessed snail shell took me to his lodge. Oh, too terrible. I cried. I pleaded, but he stripped me. Took me like a...
Sun people live differently than Earth people. Basket... Go back to Snailshell's lodge. I met him today. He seems like a brave and kind warrior.
What?
The world has changed. There is no going back. You must...
Don't you care that they murdered your mother?
Basket backed up a step.
and your clan. I'm your cousin. You can't...
An eerie look came into her eyes.
You... Oh, you're one of them, aren't you? The rumors were true. That's why they never found your body. You've become one of them. I have blamed the wrong person. You brought them here.
I've come to dream the new way. The spiral has...
Basket turned and fled, darting between the lodges.
Who was that?
Basket, my cousin from Three Forks.
The crazy one. She's like a rabid badger. She almost foamed at the mouth when Hotfat came near. Tried to drive him away from the children until the women got her under control.
White Ash rubbed the back of her neck, memories of the Three Forks camp haunting her.
Why can't I find it in my soul to mourn Alclover's death? She is my mother. Wolfdreamer, what have you done to me?
Windrunner picked his way around the sagebrush as he approached the camp.
Quiet, dogs! It's only Windrunner.
Sober and with a sodden heart, he made his way past the lodges. People clustered around the flickering fires, conversing in low tones when they should have been rolled in their robes. Tension filled the air, dense, hanging like some sort of malevolent smoke. He ducked into his lodge and found the robes he'd shared with Aspen empty. Despair gnawed at his gut. He crouched in the darkness and ran gentle fingers over the bedding. The robes felt cold now. The warmth he and Aspen had shared beneath them had vanished like fog on a hot day. He leaned down and inhaled, filling his nostrils with Aspen's faint scent. He stood and rubbed his hands on his hunting shirt before slipping out into the night. He found her seated at the fire before Black Moon's lodge. Windrunner stood quietly in the darkness, watching the way the fire lit the lines of her soft face. She moved with a gentle grace, fragile, yet so very strong. He stepped into the red glow of the fire across from her and Black Moon. The pungent odor of sage smoke hung low about the fire pit. He squatted, elbows on his knees.
You're back. We've needed to talk to you to hear your advice.
Windrunner stole a glance at Aspen. She stared at the fire, face expressionless. With a nervous hand, she twirled a sprig of sagebrush.
What did White Ash tell you?
That the Broken Stones will be here in 2 days. That she and this Earthman will face the Broken Stone Soul Flyer. That she'll fight some sort of power battle with him and dream a new way for us.
Windrunner struggled to find the calm clarity of thought he had always counted on.
White Ash says that warriors won't make any difference. But she also says this brave man crushed the wolf people and is leading the whole Broken Stones clan down on us. I am thinking the smart thing to do is to break camp. Flee to the south until we can recall all our warriors.
And what does White Ash say to that?
I haven't told her yet.
You sent out scouts?
First thing. None have come back yet.
Maybe the Broken Stones aren't coming.
Maybe.
Black Moon glanced back and forth between them, sensing their unease with each other.
Windrunner, you know this White Ash. I don't care what's between you, but I need to know. Is she here to destroy us? Is that her nature? Will she turn power against us in this dream she talks about? Has she come to wreak some kind of vengeance on us for what we have done to the Earth people?
I've known her for years, ever since Sage Ghost stole her from the Earth people. Even then she had dreams. Old Falcon watched her, respected her. Had she asked, I think he would have taught her the ways of soul flying, but her interests lay elsewhere. She didn't like the dreams. They frightened her. But to answer your question, she never considered herself to be one of the Earth people. She was White Clay. She knew the stories of the clan better than any of the rest of us. She loved Bright Moon and Sage Ghost. No, I don't think she's here to harm us.
And her dream?
She wouldn't lie. If she says she dreamed it, she did.
And should we trust this one-armed man of hers?
I don't know. I can't tell you about him. He looks harmless.
You weren't there when he called thunder out of a clear sky. An Earthman used a wolf people bundle to call Thunderbird? That makes my soul shiver.
Power is at work.
Aspen jabbed her twig into the fire.
And we're in the middle of it.
Black Moon swiped at an insect and paused as if choosing his words.
I don't care about power unless it threatens my clan. I'm waiting for advice from those I trust.
Very well. These are my words, Black Moon. White Ash says that Brave Man is coming, that he's become a soul flyer. I believe her, and I know Brave Man. A Blackpoint warrior sent him to the camp of the dead. Since that day, he's hated Blackpoint. He hears voices inside his head, and White Ash is right about one thing. He'll do everything in his power to wipe out the Blackpoint. And he hates me, maybe more than he hates anything.
Why? What did you do to him?
I kept him from stealing White Ash and carrying her off to the Broken Stones. I stopped him from raping her one day.
Everything comes back to White Ash.
So it seems. Looking back, I wonder if she isn't the reason for everything that's happened.
Windrunner raised his eyebrows.
Power seems to surround her. I think that whatever she says, we should do.
Do I hear your heart speaking?
No. You hear the best advice I can offer. Sage Ghost makes no secret of the fact that power led him to steal her. For as long as I've known her, power has protected her. Even had me appear at the right moment to keep her from harm. I think that to thwart her is to bring trouble. Not from White Ash, but from the power that guides her.
I will take your words into consideration.
Black Moon stood, staring up at the stars, worry sitting his shoulders like a cape.
And tomorrow we'll decide whether it's best to move camp.
Black Moon ducked into his lodge, leaving Windrunner alone with Aspen. For long moments they sat in silence. Aspen refused to look at him, her attention fixed on the dancing flames.
Would you come back to my lodge? You look tired. Before we sleep, we could talk about the things we should do tomorrow.
I want to come back, but...
He went to her and took her hand, feeling the chill in her flesh.
I told Black Moon the truth. White Ash has always belonged to power. But it took me until today to see that.
No doubts?
He shook his head.
I've lived without her in my life. When I returned to camp, I stopped at our lodge. Seeing the empty robes, I realized what it would be like to live without you.
Aspen squeezed his hand tightly, and tears glistened in her eyes. She got to her feet. Without a word, she slipped her arm around his waist and began slowly heading him back toward their lodge. Stillwater squinted at the young man who strode through the night toward Sage Ghost's lodge. Vague recognition dawned. Where had he seen that walk before? Where?
Tuber!
He stood, a sudden joy warming his soul.
Bad Belly?
Tuber dropped the brace of rabbits he carried and lunged to hug his uncle until Stillwater's ribs cracked.
What are you doing here in Blackpoint Camp? They should have... I mean, you're alive!
At least until you snap my spine.
Trouble darted about and yipped, jumping up in the air to nip happily at Tuber's hunting shirt while his tail flailed the air.
Quiet! People are trying to sleep!
Trouble!
Stillwater took Tuber's hand.
How have you been? I hear Sage Ghost has taken you into his lodge. Your mother says he treats you like a son.
He's good to me. So, you've seen Mother. Heard what happened?
We have talked. She says you're turning into a good hunter.
No one moves as quietly as I do. Only Owl is as quiet on the hunt as I am. And Sage Ghost has taught me things even Father didn't know, like how to hide a trail and how to use cover when you sneak. Sage Ghost took me out to kill my first antelope. I got him too, a fat buck. And just one cast. I'm learning to make dart points and how to lay an ambush.
Come. Let's talk before I take you in and introduce you to my wife.
Stillwater settled on a parflesh while Tuber squatted on the ground.
Wife? You? One of the captive women?
No, she's Sun People.
And she married you? What's wrong with her?
So, you're happy in the camp of the Black Point?
I was pretty bad off when the Black Point wiped out the clan. I watched Grandmother get killed. Whitefeather smacked her in the head with the war club.
I found her body. I sang for her.
I'm glad. But I don't miss her. You know what Grandmother was like? How she fooled with people's lives, made them do what she wanted them to. Here, I'm free. I can hunt. And Sage Ghost, he's a lot like my father. Sometimes I think the Black Point are the best thing that could have happened to me.
I hear you had Blackhand for a father for a while.
I didn't like him. Not after what he did to Father. And then one night I followed him and Mother, watched them couple, and I just couldn't stand it. The man who let my father die took my mother. Grandmother made her marry him. I heard them talk about it. Blackhand was Grandmother's lover first, you know.
Stillwater winced at the venomous anger.
I don't think Blackhand let Warmfire die. I think he did all he could. Power sometimes...
Don't talk to me about power! I've watched too many people die because healers wouldn't save them. You heard about Lupin?
Yes, but that wasn't power.
Hot Fat didn't save her. I saw. He just shook his head and walked off.
Where had all the anger come from? Stillwater tried to remember the tuber he'd known before Warmfire's death. Could this brooding young man be that same laughing, happy child?
We've talked enough about death. Tell me the new things about your hunting.
The world would be a better place without healers and soul flyers. I don't trust them.
Stillwater leaned back on his elbow and stretched his legs out across the warm sand.
Yeah, but not all power is bad. While I've been gone, I've seen. I've become the keeper of the wolf bundle. So I'm tied up with power, too.
The wolf bundle? What's that? If you're its keeper, it must have all the power of a rabbit pellet on dry sandstone.
It might surprise you.
And I might surprise it.
You really like Sage Ghost?
Tuber's grin infected the darkness.
He's a real warrior. He's had a tough time, like me. His wife died last winter, the same time my father did. I don't care if he couples with Mother. He cares for her, which is more than Blackhand did. And he cried when Lupin was killed. When she died.
Sage Ghost isn't sure he cares about me.
I suppose he wouldn't be. But he's a good man, Bad Belly. He's lost a lot in the last year. His wife, his people, and then his daughter vanished when the wolf people killed the White Clay. He thinks she's dead and he still mourns her. Maybe that's why I like him so.
I don't think he mourns his daughter anymore.
You don't know him. He's lost everything he loves. So now he loves us.
His daughter is my...
To hear him talk, his daughter was the most beautiful woman who ever lived. Sage Ghost says Power gave her to him when his other daughters died. That she was special.
She is. Everything Sage Ghost says is true.
Is?
White Ash is my wife. That's how I came here, alive, as you noted. She's talking with Sage Ghost now, telling him of our adventures.
You? White Ash is married to you?
It's a long story. I'll tell it to you one of these days.
What does she see?
She says my soul is yellow and red. Maybe that's it.
But how did you get here? How did you know where we'd be?
Power brought us. We've come to fight an evil soul flyer. His name is Brave Man, and he's leading the Broken Stones here. He has to be stopped, or his power will change the world.
Let me help you.
Stillwater shook his head.
Enough of the Round Rock are already gone. Not you too. This is a thing for powerful dreamers, not for young boys who believe themselves invincible.
Tuber fingered the war club that hung at his belt.
A healer dies under the club as fast as any other man.
Perhaps, but Brave Man is coming with all of his warriors. White Ash and I must meet him on a different ground than this one.
As long as it's one less spirit, man, I'm all for it.
And would you have wished that Singing Stones had never cured me when the rattlesnake bit my arm?
Your arm never healed.
But I lived.
Uncle, you and I see the world differently. We always have.
Stillwater slapped his knee with his good hand.
You surprise me, Tuber. I left a sulking boy, and I find a man.
Tuber lifted his war club, grasping it as if to reassure himself of the weapon's balance.
You know, you and Father were the only people I could ever talk to. You listened to me. The rest of Round Rock had no use for a worthless boy. After you left, I realized that. I want to thank you for taking the time.
I'll always listen. But don't remember our clan with such anger. There were many good people there, and hate isn't good for your soul.
Oh? They thought you were worthless, too. You can't deny that. I heard Grandmother talk about you, heard the scorn in her voice. I learned a lot of lessons from Grandmother. Now I have a new place, a new people, and one day they will know me as a great warrior.
Stillwater gripped Tuber's shoulder.
That's the way. You'll do fine here.
Tuber stood.
I intend to. Meanwhile, I have to skin these rabbits, cool them out before the meat sours.
Come on, I'll help. I can hold the head while you peel the hides off. It'll be like old times.
No, Uncle. Better than it used to be. I've learned to change things I don't like.
All right. But first, come and meet my beautiful White Ash. You got the rabbits with your club?
I sneak close, then I throw. A twist and a half and a smack.
You become a very good hunter.
Better than you can imagine, Uncle. Rabbits are easy. They can't kill you if you make a mistake.
Stillwater looked into the lodge and found it full of sleeping forms, but he didn't see White Ash. Their robes lay several paces behind the lodge. He backed out and let the flap fall down, then tiptoed around the stakes that pinned the lodge cover. He recognized the swell of White Ash's body lying in their robes.
Looks like she's asleep. Well, let's go skin rabbits. Then maybe we'll roast one over the fire just so we can talk some more.
Brave Man sat on a rise that looked out to the south. He cleared his mind, seeking the voices within as he let his soul float.
Owl. South. The final test is coming. Look inside.
What had touched him the night the one-armed man had stolen White Ash from him? What had caused the voices to deafen him? He'd felt another power working with the wolf bundle. Would it try him again?
Seek inside. The way to power lies there. Seek. The time is soon.
Is that where the real power lies? Have I fooled myself all these years, thinking that it came from a spirit outside of me?
The dreams and their revealing visions came during sleep, after all, when the soul was free and thoughts didn't compete for his attention.
Inside.
No one would bother him this night. Pale Raven had talked to Flying Hawk, and a web of scouts had been sent out so no Blackpoint could sneak in. For once, he had his peace. He hitched his leg into a comfortable position and exhaled slowly to allow the tensions to run out with his breath. He blanked his thoughts. Bit by bit, he let himself go, seeking the source of the dreams. He banished the sensations of his body. Memories tried to spring up in his mind.
I don't want memories.
With all of his iron discipline, he ignored them. A touch of gray mist crept into his being. He surrendered more of himself. The mist grew, soothing. He began to fall into it, then pulled himself back. He blinked, aware of the hard rock of the ridgetop that bruised his flesh. The headache crashed down upon him, lancing knives into his skull.
Ah! Oh! What was that?
You touched power.
He nodded slowly to himself. On the night the one-armed man took White Ash, he felt the same thing. He closed his eyes again, blanking the pain of the headache with long practice. Bit by bit, he let himself go. If he could catch hold of that power, perhaps he could fight the one-armed man and win White Ash back.
I will learn this, if it takes the rest of my life.
No. Soon. Seek. Power will be yours soon.
Before the council began, Windrunner glanced at White Ash. Desperation lurked behind her controlled expression. He could see it in the set of her eyes, in the tension around her mouth. Her tension infected them all. The crippled Earthman sat next to her, worry in his homely face. Across the council circle, Black Moon looked nervous, as if he searched desperately for the right direction to lead his clan. The uneasy warriors who sat around the circle fingered their darts. Hidden messages passed as they shot dark glances back and forth. The sun-drenched camp waited in the background. The sky burned brassy. Windrunner tightened his grip on Aspen's slim hand. Her touch reassured him. He now knew that he had made the right choice. White Ash belonged to Power. She'd never been his to begin with. The rest of the Black Point assembled. Black Moon saw all had arrived.
What is your wish, White Ash?
White Ash focused on a place only she could see.
A runner will go to meet the Broken Stones. Unarmed, he will ask Brave Man to meet us at the foot of the mountains. Brave Man will demand that he be accompanied by 5 warriors. We will take 5 warriors. We will meet at dusk, arriving at his fire. There, he and I will face each other for the future of the people.
Who will be our runner?
Black Moon looked around the council.
Who will carry the dreamer's message?
The warriors glanced back and forth, fidgeting under Black Moon's questioning gaze. Snail Shell licked his lips.
I will do this thing. I saw White Ash dream the animals. I will accept the honor.
And which 5 warriors will accompany White Ash to meet the Broken Stones?
I will go with my daughter.
Sage Ghost squatted on his heels behind White Ash and the Earthman.
I've been part of the power this long. I will see where it leads.
Blue Wind straightened.
I will go. I will show the Broken Stones the measure of Blackpoint courage.
If I only have to deliver a message, I can tell the Broken Stones what White Ash says and then meet her party, provided someone will bring my weapons. It makes sense that way. If I don't find her first, she'll know something went wrong and have time to escape. Besides, I would see the end of this and keep Blue Wind from slipping away like a coward at the last instant.
He grinned at his friend. Blue Wind grinned back and continued pouring sand from one hand to the other. Windrunner swallowed around the knot in his throat.
I also will go.
He felt Aspen's hand tense.
I too can cast a dart. I will be the 5th.
White Ash, one of the Blackpoint people. I want to take them away to a place where they won't be so close to Broken Stone's warriors.
Do as you wish, clan leader.
Snail Shell stood. He gave White Ash a thoughtful look.
I put my trust in your power. If I don't come back, sing extra loud for me. Thunderbird needs to know where to find my soul.
White Ash leveled her brown eyes on the warrior, and Windrunner's hair prickled.
Your courage will not be forgotten, Snail Shell. Not by the one, or by the people.
Snail Shell gave her a weak smile and left. Black Moon stood, leaning his head back.
I wish you luck and power, White Ash. The bravest of the Black Point go with you.
He walked through the council circle.
Break camp! We go south!
Windrunner stared at the trampled ground as the others rose to their feet. A gust of hot wind flapped Black Moon's lodge cover and swirled dust around the camp. He raised his eyes to Aspen's.
Why?
Because I want to be there.
Aspen shot a glance at White Ash, who sat quietly with a vacant look on her face.
Perhaps I will understand better. Perhaps you will need me. And if it goes wrong, I won't lose another man I love. Perhaps Thunderbird will take us to the camp of the dead together.
Windrunner placed his hand on hers and rose to his feet, pulling Aspen up. As he turned to leave, he looked at White Ash. She sat like stone. Her features had turned ashen, as if she envisioned some terrifying future. Windrunner's soul shivered. Bitterbrush searched Bad Belly's eyes when he straightened up. He finished tying the robes onto his pack and set them against the side of Sage Ghost's lodge. Confusion reigned as the camp dismantled. Bitterbrush placed hands against her temples and pressed, as if to restore order to her thoughts.
In another time, I would tell you to quit this foolishness and go gather firewood.
Stillwater winked at her.
Tell me anyway. It might make me feel better.
I think those days are over, Bad Belly. You're different.
You've always told me that.
The corners of her mouth twitched with irritation. The expression amused him. She raised her hands overhead and knotted them into fists.
Why do I try? You always make things more difficult than they need to be.
Do I?
He stepped out of the way as several women hurried past with bulging parfleshes.
And you always have a question. It's enough to drive anyone with sense half mad. Honestly, I wonder how power could pick someone like you. You must infuriate the spirits no end.
Spirits don't care much about people. They have spirit things to worry about. They have the spiral, at least I think they do. What would they care about?
Bad Belly?
What?
She smiled and pulled him close to hug tightly. He stroked her hair and experienced a warmth he'd never felt for her before. Then she pushed him back for a final inspection, as if to memorize the way he looked. White Ash emerged from the lodge and flashed Stillwater a fleeting smile before thrusting a handful of jerked meat and some biscuit root cakes into the bulging pack. Then she left on some errand. Bitterbrush studied White Ash's departing back thoughtfully.
How long has she been pregnant?
How long has she... What?
Stillwater stood, open-mouthed. His gaze darted after White Ash.
Of course. You didn't know?
Bitterbrush rolled her eyes, exasperated with him again.
She's sick in the morning, isn't she? Look at her. See the color? See how her weight lies on her body? She's missed her bleeding, hasn't she?
I thought it was the worry.
And her bleeding?
I don't pay much attention to...
How long had it been? He remembered her gathering and shredding bark on the way up into the Grass Meadow Mountains and complaining of cramps, but since then? Almost 2 moons had passed.
Oh, no.
Bitterbrush shook her head.
I've borne enough to know. And Sage Ghost has planted himself again. I wouldn't have seen her throwing up if I hadn't been out there myself. Oh, and you're going to fight against an evil dreamer, a cripple, and a pregnant woman?
She glanced over at Sage Ghost, talking earnestly with Tuber.
I just wish you'd left my husband out of it.
Stillwater continued to stare after White Ash, unable to find words.
Close your mouth, you'll have flies diving in.
Stillwater shook his head. Pregnant? And she had to dream against Brave Man tomorrow? He cast his eyes imploringly at the sky.
Did you know about this, Wolf Dreamer? Is this part of some spirit plan?
White Ash led her group out of the disappearing camp. At the edge of the camp, a lodge lay spread on the ground. A woman stood in its midst. Basket. White Ash glanced at her as they passed. Basket's face was filled with venomous hatred, enough to send a jolt through White Ash.
Evil witch!
Stillwater missed a step as he glared over his shoulder.
Who was that? What did she say?
White Ash shrugged it away.
Nothing. Once she was my cousin. She's Three Forks. Her name is Basket.
Little Toe's sister. I know her now. And she called you a witch?
It's nothing. We have more important things to worry about. Oh.
She winced at the torment that churned in her belly.
I'm not going to be sick again, am I?
Stillwater stared off to the right. White Ash could see Tuber there, staring at them from the edge of camp. The boy stood hip-shot, his club hanging limply from a muscular arm. Stillwater waved. The young man lifted his chin in acknowledgement as he watched them with a fierce intensity. Stillwater's eyes narrowed, and White Ash could see a new worry eating at him. He ground his jaws and strode purposely forward. She forced her gaze ahead, leaving Stillwater to his thoughts. Where had her strength gone? She felt weary, upset, and confused. Why was this happening now, when she needed all of her clarity of mind?
If I can't control the one when I face the worst of my fears, I'll doom us all.
P. Pale Raven stood beside Brave Man and inspected the runner from the Black Point. He stood resolute before them, a handsome young man with curled shells tattooed into his cheeks. Sweat streaked his dusty, muscular body. He wore only a breech clout, and his hair had been pulled back into a simple braid. As his gaze held Brave Man's, he didn't waver, but stood with all the courage in the world. Only through the pulsing of the artery in his neck could Pale Raven measure his true fear. Broken Stone's warriors pressed closely around them, their darts easily at hand, and an eager, predatory look in their gleaming eyes. Behind them, on the northern slope, the main body of the clan traveled up the gentle grade to reach the low saddle in Green Mountain. On either side, the rocky, gray-green slopes of Green Mountain rose. Here and there, patches of rock outcrop caught the sun. Pale Raven cocked her head, listening to the Black Point.
I am Snail Shell, warrior of the Black Point. I have come to the Broken Stones with a message for Brave Man.
Tell me your message.
Brave Man's smile might have frozen fire.
White Ash sent me to tell you that she will meet you tomorrow night. There is a spring at the bottom of the pass.
Snail Shell pointed to the south.
There. White Ash will face you.
I won't go alone. Does she think I'm a fool?
She thought you might want to take...
5 warriors.
Brave Man smiled.
And does the one-armed man accompany her?
Snail Shell's jaw muscles tightened, as if to stifle a trembling of muscles around his grim mouth.
Her husband accompanies her.
Brave Man's satisfied smile widened.
If her husband goes with her, so shall my wife come with me and my 5 warriors. Brave Man accepts this, and nothing else.
A glint of understanding flickered in Snail Shell's eyes, and he seemed to gain confidence.
She brings 5 warriors with her already. Does she have your word as sole flyer of the Broken Stones that this will be so? Only 5 warriors.
Brave Man gives his word that only 5 warriors and Pale Raven accompany him to meet White Ash. It will be so.
The surrounding warriors shifted, glancing back and forth. Flying Hawk smiled and nodded while he inspected the Black Point warrior the way he would a piece of prize meat.
5 warriors?
The battle White Ash and I will fight will not be won with darts and clubs.
He tilted his head back to catch the rays of the sun.
I have forced her to this. She doesn't want my power to grow. She felt my touch through the dream as I felt hers. The time has come to break her. We will deal with the rest of the Black Point when my power is full. No one will stand against us.
Snail Shell's face hardened.
What? Black Point, I know her. I know her strength. And my own. Perhaps you would join us now. You have courage to come to me like this. I always have a place for a man with courage.
But what of the clan challenge?
Brave Man pinned Buffalo Tail with a hot glance.
I decide worth.
Buffalo Tail took a step back, lowering his eyes. Brave Man returned his attention to the Black Point.
Would you join me, Snail Shell? Become a warrior of the new way? Or will you place your trust in a woman?
I have my own honor, Soul Flyer. Broken Stones are not my people.
I will leave that offer open to you. I will leave it open to any Black Point who has courage. And I understand loyalty. Yes, I understand and respect it. For the moment, you have ties to your clan. After I break your dreamer, after I make her my wife, perhaps we can reach an agreement. Your warriors and me. Repeat this to your fellows. Tell them that a new way has come, and Brave Man leads it.
I will carry your words.
Then we are agreed. I shall come to the spring you speak of with 5 warriors and Pale Raven. White Ash comes with her one-armed man and 5. There we will dream the future of the people. And I will take her power once and for all.
I hear your words, Soul Flyer. With your permission, I will bear them back. Go.
Snail Shell strode proudly through the ranks of warriors that surrounded him.
We should have killed him.
Brave Man smiled blandly at Pale Raven as the warriors began to disperse. He started walking with the rest of the clan, relaxed and confident. She fell into step beside him.
And deny the customs of the clan? No, he came unarmed.
But five warriors? Have you gone crazy? I wouldn't trust a Black Point to wipe an infant's bottom.
It's not the Black Point I trust.
Oh?
It's White Ash I trust.
White Ash? She'd like to see you dead.
It will make her defeat all the more delightful.
I don't think you understand what you've... Oh!
Brave Man glanced reprovingly at her from the corner of his eye.
It's you who don't understand. The battle White Ash and I fight isn't something for warriors. It's for power.
He swept his arm around at the warriors who paralleled their path.
If I loosed all these brave young men on White Ash, it would accomplish nothing. She's learned enough of power to see my action before I take it. She reads my soul through the dreams. And suppose they did kill her, what then? She has to be alive for me to gain her power.
You know more about it than I.
I do. Leave the seeking of power to me. Whew. I can feel her. She's frightened, Pale Raven. Fear lingers in the gray mist. She knows she must face me now, before I learn more about the one than she has learned. Oh, I could almost pity her and her one-armed man.
Brave Man stalked onward. Pale Raven lagged behind and considered the options one by one. She caught Flying Hawk's attention and made an innocent gesture with her hand. He nodded, glancing furtively at Brave Man's back. Good man, Flying Hawk.
Yes, the Soul Flyer gave his word. But Pale Raven didn't. And you don't want him going into Black Point hands any more than I do.
The evening softened into night, leaving long shadows to creep across the sandy hills. White Ash and her party had made camp on the leeward side of a large, stabilized dune. Tall greasewood and sage provided shelter from the wind and helped to screen the fire. Sleeping would be more comfortable on the sand than it would have been out on the rocky flats or on the clay hardpan. Weary from worry and lack of sleep, White Ash pulled the robes over herself and Stillwater. Trouble rolled up into a furry ball and tried to lie on their feet. She pushed him away. Trouble studied her with annoyed brown eyes before he padded around to Stillwater's side and flopped down again. When White Ash closed her eyes, she could feel the threat pouring over the mountains to the north. The final trial approached on cougar feet. She tried to still her deepening anxiety. Peace wouldn't come. Her turbulent thoughts swirled like storm clouds through ragged mountains. She relived that terrible eternity as she stood vigil over Bright Moon's soul-split body. She drifted into that first dream when she'd heard the voice of First Man and felt Bright Moon's passing. Brave Man's leering face appeared startlingly out of nothingness, eyes glazed as he wrestled her to the ground and jerked her dress above her hips. His features shimmered as if seen through water and merged into three bulls. Her body contorted as he drove his manhood into her. White Ash knotted her fists. The death cries of the white clay crashed through her. She lived that night again as darting wolf warriors sprinted through the camp, yelling, whooping, and releasing their darts. And above it all, his face outlined in the early morning clouds, Old Falcon watched with horrified eyes. White Ash called on all the strength she could muster to drive the vision away. Singing Stone's ancient visage passed before her.
Seek.
And she floated in water, whirling and icy, until Stillwater's fingers wrapped in her hair and pulled her back from eternity. Her soul rose, leaving her limp body to rise above the flow-packed river. As a bird might, she watched Stillwater struggle with her inert body as he pulled her to shore and made that agonizing trek to the hot springs. One by one, the images replayed. Her gut turned.
White Ash? You're shaking.
Stillwater, always arriving at the right time.
I'm scared, Stillwater, that's all.
She rolled onto her back in order to see the glittering stars that had sprouted in the darkening night sky. To the north, the somber flanks of Green Mountain rose like a blot against the horizon.
So am I. But not because of Brave Man.
White Ash glanced over to where the others had finally bedded down. Sage Ghost slept to one side. Throughout the day, he'd kept to himself, lost in his own thoughts. The other warriors had followed grimly, forcing themselves to be courageous in the face of a threat they didn't understand.
White Ash?
What?
Are you... How long has it been since your last bleeding?
She turned, staring at him in the darkness.
My bleeding?
He let his hand drift gently down her throat and arm until he could twine his fingers with hers.
It's been 2 moons, hasn't it? Bitterbrush thought that... Well...
You mean Bitterbrush thinks I'm...
Cold understanding washed through her. The morning vomiting, the weight she seemed to have gained, the curious feeling of change that had possessed her. She tried to remember her last bleeding. It was so hard to keep track when there was no menstrual lodge to share with the other women. How long had it been? Just before they'd stolen the wolf bundle? She remembered gathering and stripping juniper bark for pads, and how scratchy and irritating they'd been. Yes, that's when. Just before she and Stillwater had begun to couple. She reached down, placed a hand on her belly. Closing her eyes, she turned within, seeking the truth. And a faint presence answered her call. White Ash squeezed her eyes closed.
Oh, blessed one.
White Ash.
I am.
What about the dreaming? I mean, can you... Will it be all right to dream with our child in you?
I guess we don't have much choice.
She could sense his reluctant acceptance and his fear for her and the baby.
I guess we don't. I'm sorry. If I'd thought, I would have never...
Stillwater, you didn't do it. We did. I'm happy to have your child. I love you. Love you the way I've never loved anyone. If I had anyone's child, I'd want it to be yours.
The timing could have been a little better, though.
It could have been.
She wrapped her arms around him, hugging him close.
But maybe it's the way it's supposed to be.
His grip on her tightened. For long moments, they lay like that. After a time, the warm flush began to fade. A subtle change took place. Drifting tendrils, a terrifying miasma, touched the edge of her being. Warily, she sought the edges of the gray mist, knowing the source. She could feel the presence of Brave Man. Once again, he touched the one, and her body went rigid.
What is it?
Brave Man. He seeks. He knows.
Knows what?
What I feel. Just as I can feel him. Strong. Reckless. Confident of his victory.
Stillwater pulled her closer. White Ash tried to drown herself in the feel of his cheek against hers.
How can I destroy him, Stillwater? I barely know how to control the dream. I know the trap that sucked Singing Stones in, and it frightens me almost as much as Brave Man's dream does. Singing Stones was so much stronger than I am, and he...
She hid her face in his loosed black hair. He rubbed his cheek on the top of her head.
We'll do it. Just like we stole the wolf bundle out from under him.
Tomorrow, Stillwater. The battle is so soon.
I know.
He found the one on his own. Without the help of a dreamer like Singing Stones, without the wolf bundle. How can I stand against that, Stillwater?
Because you have to.
We could leave.
She desperately wished she could believe it.
Wait until the others are soundly asleep. Then run until we can't be found. We could hide in those mountains to the south. Those high ones.
She felt Stillwater smile against her forehead.
If I could have any wish, it would be that. But he'd find you, wouldn't he? Look for you through the one. Follow you.
Could Brave Man do that? Even if she didn't dream?
Probably.
And Sage Ghost, Windrunner, Bitterbrush, and all the rest? They would have to meet Brave Man without a dreamer to protect them. We had our chance that day above Singing Stone's camp.
How can you be so brave when I'm so frightened?
You should be in here with me. I gave myself up for dead back when I answered the wolf bundle's call. Every day since then has been a gift.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Stillwater.
Probably return to your senses and run like a frightened antelope.
What if we win tomorrow? What then?
Then we dream the new way. Heal the sick, if we can. Teach the young who seek power how to find it and dream the spiral. We raise our children and watch them grow. Maybe.
Yes?
You remember the day above Singing Stone's shelter when we hoped for a lodge of our own? Maybe we can sit in the sun like that and watch this child grow.
She closed her eyes, knowing the pain of hope. Brave Man quested into the One again, and her soul twisted. A disgusting, glowing green light reflected in her soul.
And I'm carrying Stillwater's child. So much to lose.